Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Atlin Hassard. Here's what's happening. The new Philly Fanatic mascot debuted at the spring training game against the Pirates in Clearwater Sunday. The giant green baseball enthusiast now sports wings, powdered blue tail feathers, bushier eyebrows, and a larger rear. The changes come amid the team's legal battle with the Fanatics' creators. Fans were quick to give their reactions to the makeover.
I'm against it. It's nuts. Somebody has to do something to make this stop.
Just make a deal and keep him the way he is. I guess we'd have to accept him, but no, I just think that he should stay the way he is.
The Fanatic dispute is the focus of this week's episode of KYW In Depth, available now on the radio.com app or wherever you download podcasts. SEPTA is moving ahead with its plans to install countdown clocks on platforms to tell riders how long it will be before the next train or trolley arrives. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
It's something every subway rider wants to know, how long until the next train. A project is underway to put real-time countdown screens in SEPTA subway and trolley stations.
It's going to be a display where passengers are going to be able to stand on the platform and see the time tick away until their train arrives.
SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the Broad Street Subway, the Market Frankford line, and the trolleys run on three different signal and communication systems. The countdown clocks will be tested first on the Broad Street line, with the L and trolleys next. They should be running on all three lines by 2022.
We do expect to start putting some equipment in place toward the end of this year.
Real-time tracking is available now for buses and regional rails on SEPTA's app and website through GPS technology, but that system doesn't work as well underground to track subways and trolleys. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is going under the knife to have a tumor removed from his kidney. The governor announced on Twitter his doctors found the tumor early. His office says that's the reason it's fully treatable. KYW medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough feels that's accurate.
I think the key is if he caught it early, which he says he did, and you can limit any sort of spread, the prognosis is far, far better.
The governor's surgery will happen next month, but Dr. McDonough says this won't end there.
What you would do is you would have the removal and then probably have a series of MRI or CAT scans at six-month intervals and then follow over a period of time.
Dr. McDonough says kidney cancer is one of the top 10 cancers diagnosed in the country. He says while we don't know for sure Governor Murphy's tumor is cancerous, it likely is. Bucks County is attempting to make a pre-trial intervention program that can wipe away certain criminal charges more affordable to everyone. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Bucks County District Attorney Matt Weintraub says ARD, or Accelerated Rehabilitative Disposition, is not meant to be a rich person program. It's meant for everyone. But he says while the upfront costs vary, it's generally several hundred dollars. And that one-time cost, he says, is keeping people who would otherwise be eligible from taking part. He's changing that so people who qualify can spread the payments over the course of the program rather than paying them all up front.
People can apply for a public defender like they would if they couldn't afford an attorney. If they qualify, they don't need to use the public defender, but they can get on the payment plan for ARD. ARD is given for certain nonviolent lower-level crimes. Once certain requirements are met, the charges can be wiped from your record. The new shepherd of the Philadelphia region's more than 1 million Roman Catholics has been on the job less than a week and is still getting into his new role. KYW's Mark Abrams met with Archbishop Nelson Perez for his first one-on-one interview as leader of the Philadelphia Archdiocese.
The new Archbishop insists he has no firm plans for the future of the Archdiocese, but wants to do a lot of listening to his staff, his priests, and the faithful. As Bishop of Cleveland, he was in Rome for meetings with Pope Francis just this last December. He recalls getting some private moments with the Pope after one of the meetings.
I was the last one to leave, so I spent a little few minutes with him speaking. We spoke in Spanish. He asked about how I was doing. He didn't tell me I was coming to Philadelphia.
You can hear Mark's complete interview with Archbishop Perez by going to our website, KYWNewsRadio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Atlin Hassard. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.